Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, thanks to the makers of... Tonight, Vox Pop goes collegiate and travels to a famous college in the heart of the Nittany Mountains in Pennsylvania, good old Penn State. And here are your two collegiate Vox Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Howell. Come in, Penn State!
And folks, Penn State, like schools and colleges all over the country, is training young men and women for war. Over half of the 6,000 students here are in uniform.
Yeah, and we might say that practically all the 6,000 and over right here tonight, Park. Doesn't it sound like it?
Oh, boy.
And nearly all the other half who are not in uniform are doing special work needed in the war effort. Tonight, you're going to get a picture of a college gone to war. We're at college, folks. There'll be fun, too, as we go along, and a big surprise near the close. So let's get started, Park.
Okay, Warren, here we are. And folks, you know, there's just nothing like a freshman. Yeah, you were a freshman once. You know that it was the happiest period of your life. And just to make you homesick for those good old days, our first Vox Pop tonight is a freshman. Already, he's pretty well known on the campus, you see. He's an assistant football manager. And he's from Philadelphia, folks. Freshman William T. Morris. Say, Bill, just what is it like being a freshman, huh?
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
It really is.
You bet.
Say, do you like wearing that little green cap?
Oh, it's a lot of fun wearing that.
What do you call that?
A little green dink.
Oh, it's a dink, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is the rest of your required freshman uniform?
The rest is the sign you see I have around my neck.
Your name on it, yeah.
Name.
Uh-huh.
They have white socks.
Yeah.
Black bow tie.
Uh-huh.
Also, carrying of matches.
Yeah.
To light upperclassmen cigarettes and
freshman Bible.
Wait a minute.
I want to ask you something else. I want to ask you some of those do's and don'ts you have, and I imagine that comes in among it, doesn't it?
Well, we have to tip our hats when any upperclassman says button frosh.
Uh-huh. Don't make him do it now, fellas. Wait a minute. Let him talk. Go ahead, Bill.
Also, we must go in and out of the front door of Old Main and the Sparks building.
Yeah.
And we have to bow at the willow tree going down the mall. But the hardest thing of all is we daren't say hello to these pretty lassies around here.
Oh.
Just daren't talk to them. We say hello, but that's all.
Nothing but hello to
just
the girls?
Just hello, that's all.
Oh, now Bill, that's tough. You mean that if a pretty attractive girl should try to talk to you, that all you can do is say hello?
That's right. Just hello.
Just hello? Well, now, Bill, we're going to find out about that. Here's a very attractive young co-ed from El Paso, Texas, Miss Leola Freeman. Leola, won't you sort of see if you can break Bill down for us a little bit? See if you can get him to say something.
Gee, Bill, it's sure good to see you. I know I've seen a lot of boys around here, and they're awfully cute, but, gee, you're so cute.
Hello.
I also hear you've got a car.
Hello.
Well, you know what? On one of these beautiful moonlight nights that we have up here around Penn State, I wonder if we could go for a joyride in that.
Hello.
wait a minute. Don't go away, Leola. Don't go away. That last hello was doing more. Yeah, it was talking all right. Leola, Provostel has got a little gift for you. Dave, will you bring out that beautiful sports coat? And thank you so much, Leola. Oh, look at that. It's on a beautiful model. How do you like it, Leola?
Thanks.
Ah, fine. Now, Bill, come here a minute. Thanks, Leola. Wasn't she cute, fellas? You'd like to talk to her, I know. What's your Army status, Bill? You're 17 now.
I'm 17 now, and I took the A-12 examination last Tuesday and hope to be in the uniform of the United States Army real soon.
Atta boy. Now, Bill, After the war, what do you plan to do?
I plan to enter the field of politics.
No.
Yes, sir.
Well, Bill, I think you'll be a good one, and thanks a lot. And one more thing. Is that ultra-short haircut required, or do you just like that?
Oh, no, I just like it. It's like it gets cut every Saturday night.
Oh, you
like
do?
Like a bath.
Uh-huh. Well, Bromo Seltzer and Box Pop want to keep it nice and short for you, Bill, so we've arranged with a barbershop downtown here to give you a haircut every Saturday night for one whole year. Now, look. Now, in case the Army takes you away from here in February, you can auction off that concession. And second, Bill, we've got a warm, snappy college man's soft leather coat. It looks almost like chamois. I hope you'll enjoy wearing it. Thank you very much, Bill Morris.
Thank you.
All right, Warren.
Folks, you know, the Penn State campus sure looks like a service base. There are uniforms everywhere. Now, taking special training here are Army engineers, Air Force's men, Navy, diesel engineers, and B-12s for the Navy and Marines. Now, here's a young fellow in B-12 who has an unusual educational background. 15 months in the South Pacific with the CB. He's 22, from Lutherville, Maryland, apprentice seaman John Ranson, Jr. Say, John, how did you happen to be in B-12?
Through a competitive examination, Warren, and also the recommendation of my commanding officer.
You mean way down there in the South Pacific you took the exam, huh?
Way down in the South Pacific.
Well, it's a far cry from way down there in a sort of a tropical island up here to Penn State campus, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is a great place, though, to be here, not there.
Well, you mean to tell me you don't miss those Dorothy Lamours that were on the island down there?
You can't beat these American women anywhere.
John, we hear that you B-12s have to agree not to marry until you finish your training. Is that right?
That's right. It'll be February of 1945 before I become eligible.
Girls, you can't have them. No, it must be sort of tough, though. How do you manage with all the beautiful women on the campus?
Willpower, Warren. Just willpower.
Or won't power, huh?
Won't power, too.
Say, did you come very close to the Japs out there?
The only excitement I really saw was on our way down to our base in the Pacific. It happened approximately 5 in the morning, and without warning, a submarine, Japanese submarine, made an attack on our convoy, and the torpedo just missed our bow by about 50 feet and went right through the center of the convoy without any damage whatsoever to the ships that were with
us. You saw it happen?
I saw it happen, and I later heard that those Japs are now shooting marbles with old David Young.
Say, if you were with the CBs and know a little bit about them, you must have had plenty of work to do down there.
Plenty of work and sweat.
Well, what did you do?
Well, I happened to be in the lumber business formerly, and I worked in the sawmill.
Good. Did you have any interesting experiences on the island?
Well, yes, I had quite a few interesting experiences with the natives of the island. masculine.
What happened? Tell us about it.
Well, we had a native gang working for us, and the village invited me out to one of their dinners one night. When I arrived at the native hut, which consists of nothing but a grass roof open on four sides, I found the whole village there waiting to greet me.
Well, you were the guest of honor?
I was the guest of honor, presumably, until something a little later on happened. First, they bring out a chicken and some fish and proceeded to bring me every form of vegetation they grew in that tropical fruit stand. And after that, they finished off the meal by bringing me out a cake. Now, where they ever got the cake, I don't know. And
how did you do?
Well, I did all right down to the cake. It seems that their capacities were much greater than mine, and also that it's a ritual with them that a guest of honor must eat everything that's put before him. I didn't eat the cake, so I made a very strategic withdrawal.
Well, you've had $1 million worth of experience, John. How do you like being a B-12?
Well, there's nothing like it. I appreciate the opportunity that Uncle Sam's given me, and I'll do my best to fulfill his confidence in me.
Well, we're sure you're going to make good, Apprentice Seaman John Ranson, Jr. Bromo Seltzer has an extraordinarily fine serviceman's wristwatch that's shockproof, waterproof, and all that sort of thing for you. And knowing that your main source of recreation, you're not, don't have much time off, so your main source of recreation is movies about once a week, we've arranged so that once a week for all the 16 months you're going to be here, you can take a friend and walk up to any one of the three Warner Brothers theaters in town and say to the girl in the box office, "My name is John Ranson, and Bromo Seltzer and Warner Brothers will take care of the rest. We hope you enjoy yourself, boy."
Thank you very much.
Folks, it was here at Penn State that Fred Waring spent his school days and organized his famous orchestra. And while I'm talking about music, Warren, let's have our special Vox Pop musical introduction that everybody's talking about.
Yeah. Don't get confused with Waring's chorus, though.
Oh, stop, look and listen. Our train is passing through. So stop, look and listen. It's talking right to you.
Fight the headache three ways. Bromo Seltzer.
Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. North, south, east, and west, wherever you go, let our train whistle remind you.
Fight the headache three ways.
Three ways it is when you take Bromo Seltzer. For unlike many headache preparations, Bromo Seltzer does these three things to help a common sick headache.
Bromo Seltzer quickly relieves headache pain. Bromo Seltzer helps calm jumpy nerves. Bromo Seltzer helps settle upset stomachs.
Right. Three-way help for the three-way misery that may often accompany a common sick headache. Now, incidentally, you can take Bromo Seltzer while it's still fizzing or after it settles down. Either way, you get effective relief. Quickly feel more like yourself again. Use Bromo Seltzer only as directed on the label. For persistent or recurring headaches, see your doctor.
But when it's a common sick headache that has you feeling miserable, take this tip from our talking train and see how fast you feel better.
Fight a headache three ways.
Bromo Seltzer. More from Penn State. And you know, I was just thinking while John Ranson was talking, we've got a bunch of Air Force boys here, and I've been talking to some of them that have really been down there doing the same kind of a job that you have, John. I know you've run into some of them. Now, our next box popper is a very attractive young lady. Her home, Warsaw, Poland. Her father is with the Polish Army somewhere in the Middle East. Her mother and aunt are in this country. Folks, a young student from one of our allied nations, Miss Irina Iger. How does it feel to have the students do that way to you, Irina?
Well, it feels very good.
Very good. When did you leave Poland?
In September 1949, the Germans...
39, you mean?
39.
Uh-huh.
The Germans came in and I went out.
Oh, yes. Did you do any war work after that at all?
Oh, yes. I did war work before I left in Warsaw, and then I was doing canteen work in France.
Uh-huh.
And now, during my studies in Montreal, I tried to put some Red Cross and canteen work, too.
In Montreal? What were you doing up there?
Well, I was studying chemistry. I got my B.S. from McGill and my M.S. from there, too.
A master's degree, too, from McGill. And chemistry, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing at Penn State?
Well, I'm studying chemistry again.
Are you going after your Ph.D.?
Yes, I hope I get it.
Uh-huh. I'm quite sure you will, too, Irina. Tell me, we're always interested in the reactions of folks who come over here from other places about little things. For instance, our dancers. You do dance, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do, but people dance a bit differently here.
How,
yes.
For instance?
Well, jitterbug, for example, is something that I haven't seen on the other side at all.
No?
And I like it, as the professionals do.
Oh, the professionals do it, huh?
Yes.
Very neat. Go ahead.
Well,
how about the boys? Are they different at all?
Well, they have a bit different approach to the girls.
For instance?
Well, let's see. When we dance, I don't know what I say it in good English, but they say, "Hi, babe, come on, let's dance."
Well, you know what they mean, don't you?
Well, we do it a bit differently.
Uh-huh. But now, you've been over here how long?
3 years.
Don't you find it? Yourself doing something like that now.
Sure. You get used to everything, and things that seem strange to you in the beginning seem quite obvious and nice to do when you're here for a long time.
Yeah. Well, tell me, are some of the things that you particularly like that you've been impressed with?
Well, there's something, especially that people haven't so many rules what they should do and what they shouldn't do. They're not ordered around so much as over there. You know, all these little things that bring one big word, freedom.
Freedom? I think you're right, and it's awfully nice to hear you say that. Tell me, what are you going to do with your doctor's degree when you get it, your chemistry?
Well, I hope that the war will be over by then, and I'll be able to go back to Poland and help in rebuilding all the country.
Because there won't be so much education getting it being
done
around.
Oh, no, there are very few people getting it now.
Rena, where are you going Christmas?
In Montreal.
Montreal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you a little something. We've been snooping around a bit, and we thought that's where you were going. So, Bromo Seltzer has arranged a round-trip ticket for you to Montreal and back for Christmas, and for you to send your dad, you indicated the other day he'd like it, a double-headed Remington electric razor. You think he will?
Oh, he'll love it.
Thank you very much, Irene.
Thank you.
Okay, Warren.
Folks, we want you to meet a BMOC, big man on campus, and I mean big. He's not Johnny 5x5, he's Johnny 6x6. Quarterback on the Nittany Lions, we saw him play Saturday, and he's a bulwark if there ever was one. A senior who 14 years ago was running around Perugia, Italy in short pants. Now 23, he runs around the Penn State campus in a uniform. From Scranton, Pennsylvania, Private Al Cenci. Say, Al, how come you're a private?
Well, I was advanced rotor senior and last year in the Army took us in and put us at Penn State to finish our education.
And you're taking advanced ROTC now?
No, we're in the regular ASDP here.
Oh, I see. Well, we understand that you're being graduated in February. Where do you go from here?
Fort Benning, Georgia, Officer's Training School.
Look, you'll have to get a little closer to the mic, Al, so they can hear you way up in Scranton. Where did you say you're going?
Fort Benning, Georgia, Officer's Training School.
Oh, I see. Well, that officer's training is quite a thing. You've been a quarterback for a long time. Do you think that it'll help you to become a good officer?
Well, it may, yeah. Calling the right plays at the right time may sort of help to size up the situation.
Sure. Well, that makes a good officer if you can do that. And do you think your football will help you to stand the grind at OSC?
Well, I heard
OCS,
that's...
I mean.
Well, I heard that's only a small part of the physical training that we get in football compared to one they have down there.
Well, football will just sort of harden you up.
Yeah.
I see. Say, you were quite young when you came over here from Italy. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember at 6 o'clock in the morning, we pulled in New York while my mom awakened me and brought me up on shore and said...
Up on the deck, you mean?
Yeah, it said there's a Statue of Liberty. Now look, and I'll never forget that sight.
Oh, it must be something. An old lady stands for a lot, doesn't she? The Statue of Liberty, I mean. Well, your mother does too, doesn't she,
yes,
Al?
Sir.
Are any of your family still over there in Italy?
Yeah, I have all my grandfather and my uncles and cousins are all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hope that soon they'll be behind our lines, huh?
Yeah, I hope so.
I know Perugia is a little north of Rome there. How do you feel about the war, Al?
Well, I hope I get a chance to win it. Especially hope I get in Italy and chase the Germans out there.
Well, if you work on the Germans the way you worked on that fellow from Temple Saturday afternoon, you'll do all right. Say, Al, Bromo Seltzer wants to present you with some gifts. For your mother, who has to make a lot of coffee, we have an 8-cup electric percolator that'll turn out some mighty fine java, and a case of special blended coffee. And for your father, something he can use to serve his favorite grape juice to his friends. A beautiful red glass decanter and 6 glasses with it. And for you, so that you can go home and see them during your Christmas vacation, a round-trip ticket to Bridgeport, Connecticut, where they are now. Thank you very much. Good luck to you. All right, Mark.
And now it's Ernest Chappell who has something to say, and since it's a mighty important something, say ahead, Chappy, old man.
Thank you, Parks. I'll get right to the point, and here it is. You know, these days, time is too precious for any of us to let a common sick headache keep us from doing our job or enjoying our fun.
You said it, mister.
So the minute you feel a headache coming on...
I know. Take a Bromo Seltzer. I ought to know. I sure tried enough other things, and I'll admit they did help the pain in my head, but...
As far as I'm concerned, it's the upset stomach and the jumpy nerves that make me feel so miserable.
And for a three-way misery like that?
Well, it's got to be Bromo Seltzer. I know.
Well, millions of folks feel the same way, sir. And friends, here's hoping you try Bromo Seltzer the next time you get a common sick headache. They'll mix you one in a jiffy at any drugstore fountain. Or better still, get a trial bottle to take home. Remember, it's Bromo Seltzer you ask for.
And folks, right soon, remember that your letter may help other Vox Poppers discover that for quick, effective relief from common sick headache, there's just nothing better than Bromo Seltzer. Folks, I'm told that Penn State is the leading college in the country when it comes to training men and women for work in war industries. One of the college's four area supervisors, that's the Penn State War Training Program, is next on our program. We want you to meet him, Mr. J. E. Kennedy. Do they call you Professor?
Not yet, no. Just plain Sock.
Just plain Sock. Sock Kennedy. What was your work before you came to Penn State?
I used to do a bit of singing and dancing on Broadway.
You are in show business.
Yeah.
Say, well, that reminds me, you've got a mobile entertainment unit here that at Penn State that folks used to know about. What are you doing with it now?
Well, we take it out to some of the camps down around Harrisburg, Middletown Air Depot and Indiantown Gap, about 20 girls and two or three boys.
Uh-huh.
And put on a show for them.
Oh, I bet the men like it too, don't they?
They sure do.
Say, tell me a little bit about this war training record that Penn State has. I understand it is really remarkable.
Well, we've been doing it now for almost 3 years, and we've had the biggest program in the country so far.
What is it that you're doing?
We're training engineers, scientists, and managers for war industries.
Where?
All over the state of Pennsylvania. We've been in 178 different towns in the state.
You know how many people you've trained that way, approximately?
Well, it's over 100,000, up around 115,000.
Gee whiz, where do you get the teachers?
We pick them right out of the industries in most cases, which we happen to be serving at the time. Engineers or chemists, physicists to teach the classes.
No wonder that I was told that that was an outstanding job. I think that we can all say that Pennsylvanians have got a real right to be proud of old Penn State, don't you, Kennedy?
I certainly do.
Yeah, and we thank you very much for coming up. I just wanted to get that thing over, particularly for Pennsylvanians, what you're doing here. And we know, because we met your two young sons Saturday, that there's something that those boys would like, and they're here with you tonight. Alf and John. For Alf, there's a set of shoulder pads for his football suit. For John, a regulation soccer football. And for both of them, a regular Penn State jersey, sweater, and a cap. And for your freshman daughter, Mitzi, a beautiful DuBarry weekend case fitted with all those fine Richard Hudnett cosmetics. You think they'll like them?
Hey, Bob Higgins may be able to use those boys next year.
You bet. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kennedy. Okay, Warren.
Folks, another part of the war training here at Penn State is the courses in aeronautical engineering. Young ladies are sent here by the Curtis Wright people and the Hamilton Standard Propeller people, and at the end of the training, go to work in their factories. Now, here's a Curtis Wright cadet, as they're called, spelled E-T-T-E. She'd make a mighty pretty engineer, too. From Wilmington, North Carolina, Frances Chandler. Say, Francis, before I forget it, I just want to tell you that, you know, we're making a custom now of giving a recording to each person who was interviewed on the show. You're going to have a recording of your interview, and we'll send it here to you. Is that all right?
That's wonderful.
Good. And what's this deal you have with Curtis Wright?
Well, we go to school here for 10 months and study all the subjects that go to aeronautical engineering, and they pay us board and tuition and $10 a week.
Well, they sort of keep you on the run, don't they? Pretty busy girl?
Yes, we have 8 hours of classes a day with a little off for lunch.
And homework?
Plenty of it.
Well, how do you girls ever have any dates?
Oh, well, you'd be surprised what a girl can do.
What's the most fun in your course?
Well, I think the shop work is.
Oh, well, that's right. I've heard that you have to learn to weld and rivet and everything else.
Foundry?
Oh,
wonderful.
Yes. Well, say, do you have any relatives in the service, Francis?
Well, I have a brother and a fiancé.
You mean a fiancé is a relative?
Well, in the near future.
In the near future?
Mm-hmm, about a month.
Oh, you're going to get married in a month. Oh, wonderful. You hear that, you wolf? Well, Francis, what are you planning to do after the war?
Well, I think I'll keep on with aeronautical engineering. It's a good field.
Well, what does the future Mr. Chandler feel about that?
He agrees with me.
He agrees with you?
Sure.
Oh, well, that's good. You know, Francis, we found out with our own private G2 that you were going to get the knot tied soon. So Broma Seltzer has a surprise for you. We went to the Penn State girls' favorite store, Sklo's, and we got you a going-away outfit, a three-piece ensemble of 100% wool imported green and red houndstooth scotch plaid.
Ooh.
That's a mouthful. With a frilly white Joan Kennelly Jabot blouse, a smart red felt hat by Dobbs, a stunning purse to match, the latest thing made of plastic. And so you can see what it looks like on, Mr. Sklo sent over a charming young lady to model it for you. Here she is. How do you like that?
Marvelous.
And Francis, and to make you an extra special bride, two pairs of lovely nylon stockings. Thank you very much, and good luck to you. May you live long and prosper and be very, very happy. Curtis White Cadet, Francis Chandler. All right, Park.
Okay, Warren.
Folks, there was a hot election here at Penn State Friday. The two parties, the Key and the Lion, fought it out, and the Lion party won the all-college president's job for the eighth semester. Here is a new eighth semester president, all-college president, folks, from Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania, Harold, better known as Barrel Buka. Say, Harold? Yeah, congratulations, first of all, and you're here for a very special reason on Vox Pop tonight. We told the folks in the beginning something special was coming. I want to ask you one question, though. How is the old college spirit at Penn State now as opposed to some time ago?
Well, it's right up in the top where it's always been.
Never dies at old Penn State?
That's right.
So what is it, Warren?
Excuse me, Barrel, just what is your college mascot here?
Well, it's the Lion, the Nittany Lion.
Oh, yes. Well, you mean that fellow dressed up in a Lion's outfit at the game Saturday and he's been roaming around here tonight?
That's right.
Well, you know, most colleges have a live mascot, so we went out and got you a real live Lion, a Nittany Lion. Bring him out, Dave. There he is. Isn't he cute? Hold him up there, Park. Let him take a picture, Park. Barrel, what are you going to call him?
The Nittany Lion.
Leo the First, huh?
That's right.
How's he look to you?
You.
Isn't he a fine little... Well, fellas, it's up to you to name this lion, because he is a sweet, cute little fella. He weighs quite a little bit, as you can see. So, at the proper time, get busy. And we're very happy, Vox Pop and Bromo Seltzer, that we were able to find this real live lion so that you can have him. Take him to your games, and luck to you. May the best team win, always.
Okay, Warren.
Well, what a cute horn.
Whale of a lion.
Oh, boy.
Whale of a little lion.
You bet. Well, now that the spotlight has sort of shifted to Penn State's new live lion cub, maybe we'd better be sort of moving on, Warren.
Well, you know, it has been fun to be in college again, hasn't it, Park?
Oh, man.
Penn State is doing a magnificent war job here, folks.
Next week, we're going to be with the Coast Guard at the Coast Guard's largest training station, Manhattan Beach, New York.
Everybody knows the Coast Guard has been doing a wonderful job everywhere, a heroic job on every battlefront. We're going to have some hair-raising stories, I'm sure.
And we hope that you'll be there, and, you know, also that we're going to run into some Coast Guard spars, I hope, don't you, Warren?
Sure.
Tune in, folks. Good night.
So long, everybody.
The appearance of U.S. Army, Navy, or Marine personnel on this broadcast does not necessarily constitute endorsement of our product, as their regulations do not permit the endorsement of any product.
Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America, next week when it visits the United States Coast Guard Training Station at Manhattan Beach, New York. And remember, Bromo Seltzer brings you another great show, The Adventures of Ellery Queen. It's radio's most exciting mystery thriller, so be sure to listen. See your paper for time and station. Meantime, whenever you get a common sick headache, nerves on edge, stomach upset, do as our Vox Pop train says and fight headache three ways with Bromo Seltzer. You get it?
Fight headache three ways.
Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.